Damn, Ty, you made gyms too? The fuck got into you?
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store?
Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Marcus, do you have the walk-off call from last night, the Jake Berger home run? I emailed it to you earlier today.
Yes, but I will have it in 30 seconds.
I see somebody's hobnobbing with you in there. Who's hobnobbing with you?
Oh, you already know, dude. Got to talk about the schedule. You know, you always got
to. Seth, get out of there, dude. We're trying to do a radio show, man.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm like.
He needs his Jake Berger home run.
Absolutely. I told him, man, get out of here or I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich. And he said he preferred a Jake Berger.
We will get to that Jake Berger home run in just a second. Marlins get a win against the White Sox, who stink, and the Marlins are not very good. But let me tell you something. Whopper Juniors, we like Jake Berger. Been on the show. Nice guy.
Our boy.
Walk-off shot. Great call yesterday by Paul Severino on Bally Sports, Leroy. Here is the walk-off home run.
Winning run at third. And Berger drives.
Goosies. Great call, Paul.
Yeah, he's been waiting for that one. That was good.
I got this one in the holster.
Berger to go.
Great call.
Berger hits a home run at home.
Yeah.
Whopper Junior.
Dang.
Meanwhile, if you are wondering how your Cats are celebrating their Stanley Cup. Aaron Ekblad reposting this on his Instagram this morning, Leroy. He and Barkey at Wimbledon.
Oh.
They're taking in some tennis right now. So the Panthers stars are taking their tour international and going and checking out a little tennis. So good for them. No word yet if he has crossed paths with Brooks Koepka since saying, "Have you, Brooks Koepka!"
I think depending on how long he stays, no, not going to happen. I was thinking I want to say the Open Championship is next week.
Oh. Is Koepka eligible for that one? Did he win that one?
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. Silly Sauce says, saw an interview the other day. Apparently Barkey's girl is a pro tennis player. Well, there you go. Hmm. That would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Or maybe he just likes tennis. I don't know.
Marie Boskova.
Is she Finnish?
Oof. Let's find out about her. I'm gonna about to do a deep dive about her entire life right now.
Well, they don't have the flag right there?
No, I just said Alexander Barkov's girlfriend, and then in an article. She is a Czech. She is a Czech, which I really want to pronounce that Z every time I see it. God, I do.
Interesting.
So bad.
Man, I got to tell you, I got Heat Nation all up. You can't have fun anymore, dude. You can't have fun. Got them up in arms this week, man, because I was just having a little funsies, and people got all in their feelings because I was just having a little boots on the gram fun. And you can't have fun anymore. You can't, you know, this is the thing that I don't like, you know, growing up is that. Back in my day, you used to be able to have a little fun on Heat Twitter when it came to fodder and rumors and, you know, so I don't think this trade's going to happen because I think Danny Ainge is full of it.
Ah.
But this Lauri Markkanen has been a popular name kind of kicked about. But you know this Danny Ainge, he loves attention and, you know, he just wants to see, snoop around what's there. So Lauri Markkanen, if you peruse his Instagram, Leroy, wouldn't you know it, Lauri Markkanen, about 450,000 followers there on Instagram. He's from Finland. Hmm. Well, who does Lauri Markkanen happen to follow, Leroy?
Uh-oh.
Barkey. No, Dwayne.
Alexander Barkov and Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
Of course, Dwayne Wade of Miami Heat fame and also part owner of the Jazz. Well, Leroy.
Hmm.
if you may recall, many years ago, these two crossed paths.
No way.
As Alexander Barkov, sitting front row at a Heat game, took a knee to the head from one Dwayne Wade.
Wow.
In fact, so much so that they at one point had a little fun Twitter interaction where D. Wade told Barky on Twitter, "Are we still good after that love tap on the head last night? Sorry, bud. I had a flashback." And then Barky says, "I'm all good. Thanks for checking. Now I know next time I sit courtside to wear my gear."
Just an adorable picture of him in a helmet.
Could the two friends come together and help facilitate Lauri Markkanen making a stink to get himself out of Utah? There's a little bit of a clock on this. A little bit of a clock on the Lauri Markkanen thing, right? Because if he signs his extension, they can only trade him up to the day. I think he can sign it August 6th, and they can only trade it that day. Because then, if it goes past that day, it's 6 months. The trade deadline is exactly 6 months from the day, and you can't trade an extension 6 months after or something like that. So they either got to trade him before this extension, or they got to trade him the day of the extension, or he's on the Jazz next year.
So here's my question. Isn't he basically the same as Jovic?
Yes. He's got a lot of Jovic. Jovic has got a lot of those skills. So, I would say Lauri Markkanen a little bit more polished offensively, of course, as a older player in his prime scheme.
Okay, so my question is this. Is he that much better that it's worth paying that amount of money for a guy who you have that's very similar to him in skill set?
And also leads him in adorable.
You're not handsome.
That's good.
Because you're looking at it as, ooh, somebody new. And I got to tell you, up until this offseason, his name has never come out of your mouth.
Lauri Markkanen?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get traded.
So
that's why. I'm not really taking it too serious.
Is it worth spending that amount of money for a player that's very similar and you can have cheap for the next couple of years?
You can have him cheap for now. But let me tell you something. My Nico is getting mixed contract this summer.
Jeez.
Again.
Just so we're clear. Mixed contract. I don't care how many centers or power forwards you draft. Because let me tell you something. We got ourselves. You're looking for point guard? You found 6'10 point guard right here. After we take gold medal from Team USA and Captain Bamerica. Ridiculous name.
Oh, okay. Take it easy. Bam's my teammate. I love him.
You still didn't answer my question.
What? Do I want to trade Jovic?
No.
That's for Lauri Markkanen?
That's not the question.
What is the question?
Is it worth spending that amount of money to get a guy who you have the same skill set in, but a lot cheaper and younger?
Right. And is he finished looter and Riot?
Is he that much better than Jovic?
He's good.
Not saying
he's
that.
Good.
Is he
he's good.
That much better than Jovic that you can't, that you spend that amount of money?
It's not so much the amount of money. It's like
somebody new for you.
It is somebody new. It is somebody new, but you know, he's had this glow up with the Jazz, which is nice for him. He's had this opportunity. You know, would he be the perfect fit? You know, now we got Bam at the four. I don't know. Like, is he gonna love that adjustment? Do you bring him in? But I tell you what, though, you got him. I don't know if you have to trade Ware in a trade like this. I don't even know
what time you want to trade already.
I don't know. Well, what do you got to get? I mean, you know, Danny Ainge, he wants a bevy of picks. We don't have a lot of picks to trade, so you're going to have to trade players. So who has to be?
You would trade Jovic.
Just Jovic. Just a Jovic for Lauri Markkanen, maybe a Tyler Hero, in this type of a deal?
Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's how they're getting a younger player that does the same thing. They're getting a ball. They're getting a score in Tyler, and then you're getting Markkanen. But my problem is that You know this team. Mm-hmm. Okay. What does he bring that separates him from all the other guys that we have?
He's a much more polished offensive player than I'd say a lot of the guys we have. You want that guy who can score you, mm-hmm. you know, the buckets every single night. We don't know if Jovic can do that.
You also said that about Trey, and you rats off a ship already.
Well, did you see the workout video though?
I know, but I'm just saying.
The new one came out. The new one just came out. I want to see what it is.
There's another one?
I'm trying to keep up, but you keep moving the bar.
I'm all over the place, baby. You got to keep your mind free. You got to keep your mind free.
My mind is free.
Do you guys really want basketball player? And
talking in a different accent don't change the conversation we're having.
If he was a really good athlete in home country, he would have played hockey. And instead, he played basketball in place where nobody plays basketball. He's not Serbian.
Mama, people can play basketball whatever country.
Not in
Why does he talk like Groot? Why are you Sagai Yopi talking like Groot?
Not in Finland. His Finland made Olympics. That's right. That's what I thought. Now your focus better be on giving Bam buckets this week.
Mama, Groot plays not for like another 2 weeks in Paris.
Oh, the French.
Whoa! Wow, it's rough. Was there any crossover in Chicago between Jimmy Butler, Wade, and Markkanen? I know
probably
Markkanen was drafted in 2017.
What trade was he in? Lauri Markkanen went because he went to Cleveland.
That's right. Was he traded with Cleveland? Did he have that?
There might have been. There might have been Marcos.
Yeah.
He was drafted in 2017.
Yeah, I see Wade was here 2016-17 on the Bulls, so I don't think
Wade was rats off a ship, and then he went to Cleveland before Markkanen was there.
Yeah, and I think same thing with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler was in Minnesota the year that Markkanen
Butler blew that puppy up.
Yeah.
And he got out of there.
He does.
Because he was actually, it was the pick they got from the Timberwolves, they got from Markkanen.
Ah, makes sense. These damn Timberwolves.
They're always around it, right?
It's always around something. Just meddling with everyone's trade.
You guys can doubt my baby boy all you want. Sit here, look at alleged whales. Let me tell you something.
Alleged whales.
No Finnish player is going to be better than my Nico.
Mama, he's pretty good. You're writing checks. I don't know if I can guess.
You'll be able to cash them when you get a mixed contract, so stop your belly aching and get out there and win me gold medal.
Oh, the French.
That's what he just throws.
Rudy Gobert.
Oh, man.
Jimmy J, who is our local Celtics fan, but knows that Boston sports radio sucks, so he doesn't listen to them. He just listens to us.
Nice.
He says, Danny Ainge wants 3 first and a future All-Star. I'd agree. He does. Like, that's why I don't buy.
Somebody said, wasn't he gone for a year because of required military service?
I think he served it over the summer. I don't think he left for a year.
Okay.
Oh, you can do that. That's nice.
Yeah, you do have that.
You know where it happens? It happens in golf. Like
for Koreans
and so you have
that happened with I know some UFC fighters as well. I think Korean Zombie, he went away for a couple of years, but no, I think he did it like over the summer. Remember, like there was photos of him, he cut all that hair.
Well, golf is all year, so he had to do 2 years or a year. I forget how long, but he missed like a year and a half of golf.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a quick break. Back more after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
From the July 6th weekend.
It was great.
That will go down.
I will never live that down.
No, you will not. No, you will not.
Man, did you watch Summer League this weekend, JFig? Did you catch any of the Summer League heat? Because it was a delight.
I did not. The Summer League I watched was the water. Sorry.
Oh, you went to the beach?
Yes.
You missed it. You missed Khalil Ware. And by the way, Swedish Swish.
Oh.
Pelle Larsson. Something about him. Something about him.
All right.
That's all I got for you. There's just something about him. Mm-hmm. He's all over the place.
Sufal.
All right. Nah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe some time in Sioux Falls. Possible. Possible. Mm-hmm. But there's something about him. He's got something.
I don't know, dude. I remember
he's in the right place.
This is giving me odd flashbacks to Swider-Man. I think he's the next one. We got another Swider-Man.
No. See, you make fun right now. Yeah, Let me tell you something about Cole Swider.
Yep.
Cole Swider's going to do things this year.
Okay.
He is.
I believe it.
He's going to do things this year.
Yeah.
He is on. He is on fire right now. Okay. Yeah. Can't be stopped, Marcos. Be stopped right now. Let me just check this out right now. Okay.
Yes.
Here's Cole Swider, his first couple of games right now.
Mm-hmm.
He started off 9-for-16 from three.
9-for-16.
That's pretty good. This is with all these punk kids who he's got to get the ball from. He's got to lead all these guys. Telling you, he looks like he's ready. I don't know if he was ready last year. He was like at his Miami Heat white belt. This kid's ready to take a step. Yep.
What about Alondis? How's he looking?
Well, he had a really bad first game. Really bad.
That's not good.
Oof. He was like 0-for-9.
Yikes.
Bounce back in game two. They put him on the bench. They got this new guy, Isaiah Steven, as their point guard. Mm. But here's the thing with Isaiah. He's just got a chemistry with Khalil. It's something that is just there immediately. You either have it or you don't. And I'm telling you something. This guy must be able to drive a forklift because he knows the keys to the warehouse. He just does.
Wow.
He just does.
Wow.
What's wrong, Leroy?
So bad.
Why?
Minus one.
That was so bad.
That was probably the best one he's had in a while.
There was a quote that he had after the game. Let me get this quote from you. I saw it in Ira's article from Isaiah Stevens, and it gave me the goosies. I'm not going to lie. Hold on.
Schmieden says you're overreacting to glorified LA Fitness hoops.
Dude, it's not. Schmieden, I'm telling you, dude, there's something to it.
I can see it.
That's what he says. This summer league is. He says it's not even the real summer league.
It's true. It's pre-summer league. The real summer league starts next week. But the preseason to the summer league has been something.
What? So this is not even...
Well, nobody really respects the California Classic. It's really the Vegas summer league where things get going.
Mm. Interesting.
Let's see. Where's this quote from?
Swider-Man. I got to look out for Alondis Williams to see what he's doing. I'm on Khalil watch. Who's his point guard? I got to look up the point guard now. There's too many names for me to want. The Swedish Swish. For a second, I thought...
What's so hard to learn? You can't learn names?
This is like six different people I'm supposed to be watching.
You learn a comedian every weekend that you got to pretend to like.
Here's one name you never forget.
Yeah.
Right? Sioux Falls.
Dude, I don't know. Wow. I mean, like, maybe some of them will be in Sioux Falls. I can't say that they won't be. But here's the quote from Isaiah Stevens on Khalil Ware, okay? He says, man, he makes my job easy. Makes me look good. It's like I know what I'm doing half the time. He's just a freak of nature athletically. I've never played with a big man like him.
That's pretty good.
Now, I don't know what that says about Colorado State's roster. What I'm basically telling you is this guy is immediately Isaiah Stevens is looking at it. He goes, wow, amazing. He's just got this monster next to him, dude.
Now I'm looking at the Colorado State roster. you never had a 7-footer, dude? But he's very athletic, though.
13 screens to fact check, Google, and search for all these names.
Yeah, fireworks, too.
Jaime Hawkins, Sioux Falls.
Let me tell you, the most interesting thing about going to get fireworks is being able to see what they do before you get them.
Do you have to give your ID to get fireworks? Yeah. Do they need to know who got each firework?
It was damn near SWAT.
No, it was an operation, for sure.
It's an operation.
Yeah.
And then you got to fill out...
you got to fill out paperwork.
Paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Paperwork for fireworks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. But the cool thing is that when you get to the little section or whatever to start buying them, mm-hmm. you can just go to the website... and hit the thing, and it shows you what it does.
That's pretty
great. The problem. If there's one thing that I kind of caught up on, right? Like the buy one, get one, or the 2 for $3, they come in 1,000 different boxes and shapes or whatever. But when you check them out, they all do the same thing. So you're basically just getting the same thing. You know what I mean?
So they trick you, repackaging.
Right, right. Now, not all of them, some of them are a little different. Like you got your groundwork, you know, that's your firecrackers and, you know, your... Ba-da-da-da-da. Then you got your ground sparklers, whereas, you know, you watch them and they don't really give you a good idea of how high they go. And you light it up and it just gives you like a sparkle flower, you know, like that. You know, and then you get into your heavyweights where, you know, you're going to get maybe, first of all, people that spend $199 for 12 shots, you're cheating yourself. You know, you can go get you a nice one for like, you get 40 shots for the same price, right? And then you just, it just goes on up. Now, if you want noise, that's extra. So the boom, boom, that's extra, right? I didn't want an extra because I'm in my front yard. I didn't want to startle any of the livestock or my neighbors.
That's nice of you.
Right. So
that's nice of you.
But I'm telling you, I'm in. I can't wait till New Year's. What? Hey, y'all send a text. All you need to do is now is get Leroy the Bass Pro Shop. Already that's been it. There.
Davey man. He's a Davey man.
I used to go to Bass Pro Shop all the time.
For what?
Huh?
For what?
Look at the big fish.
Yeah,
dude. I used to go there because they used to have a golf store in there. So I used to go in there and get golf stuff. You can get you some nice sunglasses. Mm-hmm. I haven't pulled the trigger on the golf shirt, the fishing shirt yet. But my neighbor works with Columbia.
Huh.
And they do them. So I never really felt the need. So, yeah, I'm not full in, you know, I'm not fully... You know, redneck. I'm kindergarten redneck. This is the fireworks.
Let's see. You got the Heat Colt says Jaime Jaquez doesn't do Sioux Falls. No, he did not. But here's the thing with Jaime. Jaime's now in Vegas for Team USA on the select team. So he's going up against some real sharp competition that should make him we'll get Triple Jota ready for the season, Leroy.
So who are they playing against?
Right now?
No, they play against everybody or all the countries or just the U.S. team?
The Jaime team?
Yeah.
They're just scrimmaging. They're playing against Team USA.
So he's going up against they're just there, you know, like the fluffers.
I mean, I don't like that term. I mean, you know, not the fluffers. I mean, just getting some work. You know what I'm saying, baby?
They're like the teaser horse.
It's going to expose him. Like Kevin Love was talking about this. My friend Kevin Love, you know, we were talking about this yesterday.
Wait. You didn't answer. Accurate assessment.
He's not a teaser horse. I don't like that. I don't like what you're saying, okay, and I don't appreciate it.
Is it his job to get the U.S. team ready for actual play?
It's his job to just go hoop. And if that gets Team USA ready or not, then that just is what it is.
They don't tell the teaser horse that.
No, he's not a teaser horse.
They don't say you just go be a horse, right? No, they say no, you go walk in front of the other horse, but don't do nothing.
Yeah, but he never gets to be like, you know, Jaime has to go defend LeBron James. Like, there's not a wall between him because the teaser horse has to hump a wall. Like, he doesn't get to go on the mare's leg.
Huh?
Yeah.
He just walked by.
He walks by, and then if he goes for the wall, you know she's ready to go. That's how you know they're in heat.
I gotcha.
But Kevin Love was saying, you know, he got to go against as a young pup. He got to go against the Redeem team. It shaped him for life. I don't think he looked at himself as a fluffer going up against Kobe.
I'm sure he's not. But that don't mean we can't.
I don't like it. It feels like you're dismissing what he's doing.
I'm not dismissing it. The job of the fluffer is very important.
I don't like this. I'm not a fan of this.
I'm just saying.
Totally slipped my mind, of course. He, you know, that you know, he was traveling abroad with his girlfriend. We were having these conversations about travel, so he wanted to kind of lean on me with that. And so I told him I was very excited for him that he was going and being part of that group.
I think you muted yourself, Tobin.
You muted yourself.
Kevin Love does seem like the type of guy you would ask for wine advice from, right?
Yes.
I mean,
that's what, like, you got from this?
Yeah, sure. Just immediately, if he's asking Kevin Love for travel advice, you think he's asking Kevin, like, hey, what do I get in France? You know, do I get, you know, some like 1742, you know, grape wine, something earthy?
First of all, nobody says grape wine other than bums on the corner.
Oh,
right? Let me get that grape wine.
I like grape wine. That's my favorite kind of wine.
Hey, note this up, Tobin. All wine is made with grapes.
You see what I'm saying, though, right, dude?
No, I don't.
Remember, in 2008, I just, you know, came off of Summer League, and the Redeem team was in Vegas, and that experience was amazing going up against them because they were incredibly hungry, the Redeem team, incredibly hungry. And Kobe set the tone. I remember OJ Mayo couldn't even get the ball past half court on Kobe, and he was picking up full court. And, you know, I think just seeing that, obviously playing against that level of competition, but seeing that on a daily basis through their training camp was very eye-opening. And I think for Jaime, having the year that he had and making another leap and just continuing to settle in into who he is and who he's going to become, this is, couldn't be better for him. So I'm very happy that he's there, and he's not, as you guys saw this year, he's not afraid of the moment.
And I'm happy his goatee is back.
Oh man, we needed that.
Ridiculous look to start the summer.
What was he doing? He didn't even take his media day pictures in it, so that's how you know it wasn't a bit. He like actually did that. I think it was like a day before he won an award.
Wasn't it a dare or something?
I think he was mentioning that he and his girl were like, I bet I'll do this, and she's like, I bet you won't. See, like, I don't know.
Too many hijinks.
Like, come on, dude. Let's focus on the footwork. How about that?
Oh, the footwork, dude. Where do you introduce the world to that footwork?
It's going to be good.
What a time. What a time, dude.
All right. So you go in there and get the USA team ready for Olympic competition.
Mm-hmm.
You can call it what you want.
You know, when Leroy Horde was on scout team as a freshman, I don't think you thought yourself as a fluffer.
Mm-hmm. 3 days. 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what about those 3 days? What did you feel like those 3 days?
3 days. Like, I should have been stud. That's what I thought.
Take a break. Mix things up coming up next. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, Marcos.
Yeah.
Let's mix it on up, dude.
Let's do it.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do you got today, Frog Boy?
I have a very basketball-centric mixed bag for you guys today, if that's okay.
Exciting. Exciting.
We're going to start things off with the end of an era, if you will, out west in the Bay Area. The end of the Splash Brothers as we know it.
Thanks. Wait. Thanks for doing that, by the way. We appreciate you. Oh,
look, I'm not the only one.
Way to ruin a historic duo.
I'm not the only one who saw this coming. This is reaction from Steph Curry following the departure of Klay Thompson. Hey, this is Steph Curry. Just wanted to let you guys know that I'm totally glad he's gone. That guy's a bum. Amazing, dude.
That's not it. No, that was it. No. You're taking liberties.
That was it.
You didn't even, Marcos.
Yeah.
You didn't even try.
No, that's it.
In the beginning, it sounded like someone slightly different.
See,
you didn't even say, this is Steph Curry. As any good impression goes, you didn't say, hey, this is Steph.
Hey, this is Steph Curry. Just wanted to let you guys know that I'm totally glad he's gone. That guy's a bum.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Really good.
Bastard.
This is people are saying that's fake. I don't know. So I did some more digging. And this is his potentially actual reaction to Clay leaving.
So, Steph, one of the last times that you and I did this, you told me that it didn't even feel close to the last dance for the two of you, Clay and Draymond. When did that change?
I mean, we talked about it a lot just in the sense of the journey that we've been on. Obviously, me since 09, Clay's 2011 draft, Draymond, and then when Coach came in 2014 and what's happened since, we would have loved to maintain, you know, the core and finish out together. But we obviously understand the league and things change, and you know, having Clay head on to Dallas, it's tough. It's something that I never imagined would be a reality. But you know, you want him to be happy. You want him to be able to enjoy the game of basketball. It does suck losing Clay. And there's no two ways around it. So you have to be able to celebrate what we accomplished, but then be able to move on.
Fake, dude. Absolutely fake. You're muted again, Tobin. But let me paraphrase what you were saying. Clay's a bum, and we totally anticipated him doing this because he's egotistical.
I hope you feel good about yourself, dude. No, it's great.
I mean, he's just exposed to the world, you know.
What else you got in the mixed bag, you fraud?
Some more basketball related entries into the mixed bag. Swedish Swish.
Yes, Pelle Larsson. Yes.
Pelle Larsson, second rounder for the Miami Heat. We get to hear how he thinks his style fits with the Miami Heat.
I think my play style fits very well with this team. I think every guy on the Heat does a lot of things. It's not one specific thing. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. All guys are two-way guys, like two ends of the floor, defense and offense, and they can do a lot of things and end up in a lot of situations. So that's just the type of player I fit in into that category. And just a guy that can do a lot of things and play both ends.
Agreed. Don't know if I necessarily saw the defensive prowess yet from Pelle, but I have seen a man who hustles, tips balls. He did try and get in for a charge. Didn't go his way, but he tried. I appreciate him putting his body on the line.
Yep.
And definitely have seen some of the... He had this one to start the game yesterday. Mm-hmm. Hits a three. Did actually cause a disruption on a lob to get on the fast break for a layup, and then found Khalil Ware for a dunk. So he really did it all, like, to start off that game yesterday.
Solid. Another good pickup. Khalil Ware, though. He's good.
No. Monster.
Yep, I got some more basketball for you if you got room for it.
It's your segment, Marco. Stop acting like you don't have the time for it.
I totally do, and I would love to present this to you and all other Heat fans that may be keeping an eye on the chumminess between Spo and Ant-Man.
Wow.
Gotta love hearing this from future alpha of the Miami Heat roster. Ant-Man still feels... Doesn't matter who he's on a team with, he's the number one option.
I'm still the number one option. Yeah. I mean, y'all might look at it differently. I don't look at it differently. Yeah, I just go out there and be myself. Shoot my shots, play defense, and, you know, they got to fit in and play around me. That's how I feel.
They got to fit in and play around me.
He's good. I mean, you know, hard to argue. You know, he's a team. The thing that's going to be interesting is it is a team with a bunch of old heads.
Yeah.
And, you know, so how that's going to fit in is going to be interesting. But look, he's good. Bam Adebayo, number one option. But, you know, he's going to fit. He's going to fit alongside his future teammate real nice.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Do you believe him? Do you think for real that he's the number one option? And then, I don't know, man. When you're on a team with LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry.
Kevin Durant's already got a leg strain. You got Tatum on the team. So, you know, you got a good role player in Jason Tatum, which is going to be nice because he loves to, you know, be a role player on the biggest stage. So you need those guys who can be the fourth best player on a team like a Jason Tatum. So they got that perfect fourth guy in those certain spots with Jason Tatum. So that's going to be fine. I agree. I think there's some room there where he's going to be the he can be the number one option.
If you had to put a starting five together with the roster that you've seen.
It appears it's already been put together, my friend.
Oh, it does. It does appear.
It does appear like it's been put together with LeBron, Ant, AD, Bam, and Tyrese Halliburton. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be ended up starting. We'll see.
What do I do with that one? Like, I know he's good, but like,
I could see that there's be some change there, you know, not necessarily with a role player like Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
But maybe somebody else on the team, you know, Drew Holiday, you know, you bring in some defensive prowess.
Yeah.
Possible.
Joel Embiid, not sniffing the starting lineup in your mind, though.
I already saw these videos of Joel Embiid. He's flopping into these college kids on the select team trying to bait fouls in practice.
So crazy.
Like, he can't help himself.
He cannot help himself, even against college kids. He's like, oh, yep. I saw him with his hands up. What? What are we doing here? I'm like, come on, bro. You're 7 feet. They're college kids.
Yep. What else you got, man?
I am a man of many talents. All right, I will admit I'm pretty talented. I know this is coming as a surprise to you guys, but I promise. One thing I cannot do, which I wonder if you guys can do, but I now feel better about, being able to spin a ball on your fingertip. Can you guys do that?
I mean, maybe for like a second. I don't think I could do it like Harlem Globetrotter style.
Exactly. I'm definitely not like a half.
You know what I can do, though?
What?
I could spin a ball and make it a campfire, like spin a football on the ground.
Oh, yeah, and then do that. Are you better at spinning a ball on a football on the ground or a basketball on your fingertip?
Definitely football on the ground.
Oh,
okay. Definitely football on the ground.
All right, Fig, have you ever done any of these things, or are we just stupid?
The basketball on the finger.
Yeah.
Literally seconds.
Yeah. I feel like High School Musical made it seem a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. So I had,
but I feel like anybody who, you know, I mean, like, it's a hooper's thing. If you can, if you can hoop, I feel like most people who play basketball can do it. I don't play basketball, so but I feel like most people could do it. Like, if we ask Leroy, who's MIA right now, but if he could, I'm sure he could. I mean, I don't know about his jacked up fingers at this point, but I mean, in his prime, I'm sure that he could spin a ball on his hand. So what do you get into, Marcos?
So, the same thing that you just mentioned now, it would be assumed by most that basketball players, especially ones that have made it to the NBA, should be able to do that. I found out with this video posted online recently of all the USA players attempting to do this, it's not as easy as I thought it would. This is the video that was posted on, I believe it was the NBA's Twitter.
Do you know how to spin a ball on your
finger? So I can do a lot of things with a basketball. A lot of things.
You try. I ain't really my thing. But you AD can.
Oh, wow. AD can. Anthony Davis can spin it good. Drew Holiday can spin it good. LeBron kind of stunk at it.
LeBron did stink at it.
You think all of your teammates for USAB can do it?
Yeah.
That is the one thing that I cannot do.
That's pretty tough. Steph Curry can't do it?
I can give you like a half a second, maybe.
What is it? Halliburton. Halliburton kind of did it.
All the ball.
Don't know how to do it.
Tyrese?
Okay.
Gen Z.
You can bounce it off your knee?
Wow. Bam insulting him. Devin Booker doing tricks.
Should someone be able to know how to do this if they play basketball?
No. I don't have to, but.
That's impressive.
You don't have to.
Do you know how Anthony to spin Edwards. A ball on your finger?
On the middle finger, no? Anthony Edwards.
Probably the only guy on the team who can.
Joel Embiid. Sickening.
Wow. More coordination.
Do you feel like you should be able to as a basketball player?
That's one of the most embarrassing things.
Okay.
Just me. You got me nervous even thinking about spinning the ball on my finger.
It's that
Marco. Oh, okay.
Wow. He can't do it. That's pretty crazy.
That's yeah. The most
the Steph Curry thing is honestly more shocking than the Embiid. Like I know that in that video, Kevin Durant says it's sickening that Joel Embiid can't do it. Steph Curry not being able to do it's pretty crazy because like he can do everything. Like he's a marvel with the basketball. Like watching Steph Curry warm up. Although now it's coming to mind, watching him warm up, it's almost like its own show that's better than the game watching him warm up for an NBA game. So that the fact that I would have figured that Steph Curry is a guy who could probably do it like on his fingers and his toe at the same time.
Yeah, that's strange.
Well, that's why he's embarrassed.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, LeBron, let's not forget LeBron also.
Yeah, LeBron can't do it.
That was like 2 seconds. Like really, that was LeBron's.
Do you think it's just because like do you think it has to do with fingertips? Like what is the deal there? See,
this is strange to me because I feel like those that are best with the ball couldn't do it. And then like Drew Holiday, who, you know, he'll give you a good offensive game from now on then, but he's usually known for his defense and lateral movement. This guy's spinning a ball like he's a globetrotter. Devin Booker as well, off the knee. Like, that's strange.
Dade South says Embiid would fall down trying to do it. That's true.
I would have respected it more if he would have flopped and attempted
Embiid to call. Embiid not being able to do it, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But Steph Curry?
He didn't even try.
They didn't show Bam doing it, but Bam had the confidence of, yeah, I know how to do that.
I feel like Bam could do it. Yeah. Bam can do like soccer tricks with the ball, all that type of stuff.
He called Tyrese a
Gen Z. He called him a Gen Z-er.
That's so crazy. I didn't think he was that much younger than him. See, Tyrese. Wow. Tyrese 24. Wow.
I realized Steph, he was so he's 2 years. There's no way there's a generational separation there.
That's crazy.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, man.
The Steph Curry thing is really shaking me. Maybe he's just really upset because you ran Clay off to Dallas.
He shook, man. He shook. But I mean, look, if he didn't tell you everything that he needed to in this cut here. Hey, this is Steph Curry. Just wanted to let you guys know that I'm totally glad he's gone. That guy's a bum. I mean, wow. I don't know how much more direct he could be.
You got anything else in the mixed bag, or is that it?
I do not. That is all for today's
mixed bag. There you go. That is your mixed bag. Speaking of Steph Curry, did have some interesting other comments about his future, if it will remain in Golden State forever. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to that, plus some other things as well. Get you caught up with your headlines. Back with more after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, Marcos.
Yeah.
Let's mix it on up, dude.
Let's do it.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health, well into your future. What do you got today, Frog Boy?
I have a very basketball-centric mixed bag for you guys today, if that's okay.
Exciting. Exciting.
We're going to start things off with the end of an era, if you will, out west in the Bay Area. The end of the Splash Brothers as we know it.
Thanks. Wait. Thanks for doing that, by the way. We appreciate you.
Oh, look. I'm not the only one.
Way to ruin a historic duo.
I'm not the only one who saw this coming. This is reaction from Steph Curry following the departure of Klay Thompson. Hey, this is Steph Curry. Just wanted to let you guys know that I'm totally glad he's gone. That guy's a bum. Amazing, dude.
That's not it. No, that was it. No. You're taking liberties.
That was it.
You didn't even, Marcos.
Yeah.
You didn't even try.
No, that's it.
In the beginning, it sounded like someone slightly different.
See,
you didn't even say, this is Steph Curry. As any good impression goes, you didn't say, hey, this is Steph.
Hey, this is Steph Curry. Just wanted to let you guys know that I'm totally glad he's gone. That guy's a bum.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Really good.
Bastard.
This is people are saying that's fake. I don't know. So I did some more digging. And this is his potentially actual reaction to Klay leaving.
So, Steph, one of the last times that you and I did this, you told me that it didn't even feel close to the last dance for the two of you, Klay and Draymond. When did that change?
We talked about it a lot just in the sense of the journey that we've been on, obviously me since 09, Clay's 2011 draft, Draymond, and then when Coach came in 2014 and what's happened since, we would have loved to maintain, you know, the core and finish out together, but we obviously understand the league and things change, and you know, having Clay head on to Dallas, it's tough. It's something that I never imagined would be a reality, but you know, you want him to be happy, you want him to be able to enjoy the game of basketball. It does suck losing Clay, and there's no two ways around it, so you have to be able to celebrate what we accomplished, but then be able to move on.
Fake, dude. Absolutely fake. You're muted again, Tobin, but let me paraphrase what you were saying. Clay's a bum, and we totally anticipated him doing this because he's egotistical.
I hope you feel good about yourself, dude. No, it's great.
I mean, he's just exposed to the world, you know?
What else you got in the mixed bag, you fraud?
Some more basketball-related entries into the mixed bag. Swedish Swish.
Pelle Larsson. Yes.
Pelle Larsson, second rounder for the Miami Heat. We get to hear how he thinks his style fits with the Miami Heat.
I think my play style fits very well with this team, I think. Every guy on the Heat does a lot of things. It's not one specific thing. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. All guys are two-way guys, like two ends of the floor, defense and offense, and they can do a lot of things and end up in a lot of situations. So that's just the type of player I fit in into that category, and just a guy that can do a lot of things and play both ends.
Agreed. Don't know if I necessarily saw the defensive prowess yet from Pella, but I have seen a man who hustles, tips balls. He did try and get in for a charge. Didn't go his way, but he tried. I appreciate him putting his body on the line.
Yep.
And definitely have seen some of the... He had this one to start the game yesterday. Mm-hmm. Hits a three. Did actually cause a disruption on the lob to get on the fast break for a layup, and then found Khalil Ware for a dunk. So he really did it all, like, to start off that game yesterday.
Solid. Another good pickup. Khalil Ware, though. He's good.
No. Monster.
Yep. I got some more basketball for you if you got room for it.
It's your segment, Marco. Stop acting like you don't have the time for it.
I totally do. And I would love to present this to you and all other Heat fans that may be keeping an eye on the chumminess between Spo and Ant-Man.
Wow.
Gotta love hearing this from future alpha of the Miami Heat roster. Ant-Man still feels, doesn't matter who he's on a team with, he's the number one option.
I'm still the number one option. Yeah. I mean, y'all might look at it differently. I'm looking at it differently.
And how does that manifest? How do you go about it? You just go about it the same?
Yeah, I just go out there and be myself. Shoot my shots, play defense, and they
got to
fit in and play around me.
That's how I feel. They got to fit in and play around me.
He's good. I mean, you know, hard to argue. You know, he's a team. The thing that's going to be interesting is it is a team with a bunch of old heads.
Yeah.
And, you know, so how that's going to fit in is going to be interesting. But look, he's good. Bam Adebayo, number one option, but you know, he's gonna fit alongside him, his future teammate, real nice.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you that. Do you believe him? Do you think for real that he's the number one option? And then I don't know, man. When you're on a team with LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, well,
Kevin Durant's already got a leg strain. Tatum on the team, so you know you got a good role player in Jason Tatum.
Yeah,
which is going to be nice because he loves to be a role player on the biggest stage. So you need those guys who can be the fourth best player on a team, like a Jason Tatum. So they got that perfect fourth guy in those certain spots with Jason Tatum. So that's going to be fine. I agree. I think there's some room there where he's going to be he can be the number one option.
If you had to put a starting five together with the roster that you've seen.
It appears it's already been put together, my friend.
Oh, it does. It does appear.
It does appear like it's been put together with LeBron, Ant, AD, Bam, And Tyrese Halliburton, I mean, I don't know if he's going to be ended up starting. We'll see.
What do we do with that one? Like, I know he's good, but like,
I don't know. I could see that there should be some change there, you know, not necessarily with a role player like Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
But maybe somebody else on the team, you know, Drew Holiday, you know, you bring in some defensive prowess.
Yeah.
Possible.
Joel Embiid, not sniffing the starting lineup in your mind, though.
I already saw these videos of Joel Embiid. He's flopping into these college kids on the select team trying to bait fouls in practice.
So crazy.
I'm like, he can't help himself.
He cannot help himself, even against college kids. He's like, oh, yep. I saw him with his hands up. What? What are we doing here? I'm like, come on, bro. You're 7 feet. They're college kids.
Yep. What else you got, man?
I am a man of many talents. All right, I will admit I'm pretty talented. I know this is coming as a surprise to you guys, but I promise. One thing I cannot do, which I wonder if you guys can do, but I now feel better about, being able to spin a ball on your fingertip. Can you guys do that?
I mean, maybe for like a second. I don't think I could do it like Harlem Globetrotter style.
Exactly. I'm definitely not like a half.
You know what I can do, though?
What?
I could spin a ball and make it a campfire, like spin a football on the ground.
Oh, yeah, and then do that. Are you better at spinning a ball on a football on the ground or a basketball on your fingertip?
Definitely football on the ground.
Oh,
okay. Definitely football on the ground.
All right, Fig, have you ever done any of these things, or are we just stupid?
The basketball on the finger.
Yeah.
Literally seconds.
Yeah, I feel like High School Musical made it seem a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. So I had,
but I feel like anybody who, you know, I mean, like, it's a hooper's thing. If you can, if you can hoop, I feel like most people who play basketball can do it. I don't play basketball, so but I feel like most people could do it. Like, if we ask Leroy, who's MIA right now, but if he could, I'm sure he could. I mean, I don't know about his jacked up fingers at this point, but in his prime, I'm sure that he could spin a ball on his hand. So what do you get into, Marcos?
So, the same thing that you just mentioned now, it would be assumed by most that basketball players, especially ones that have made it to the NBA, should be able to do that. I found out with this video posted online recently of all the USA players attempting to do this, it's not as easy as I thought it would. This is the video that was posted on, I believe it was the NBA's Twitter.
Do you know how to spin a ball on your
finger? So I can do a lot of things with the basketball. A lot of things.
You try. I ain't really my thing. But you AD can.
Oh, wow. AD can. Anthony Davis can spin it good. Drew Holiday can spin it good. LeBron kind of stunk at it.
LeBron did stink at it.
You think all of your teammates for USAB can do it?
Yeah.
That is the one thing that I cannot do.
Steph Curry can't do it?
I can give you like a half a second, maybe.
What is it? LeBron. Halliburton kind of did it.
All the ball.
Tyrese?
Okay. Oh, that's
Gen Z.
You can bounce it off your knee?
Wow. Bam insulting him. Devin Booker doing tricks.
Should someone be able to know how to do this if they play basketball?
No. I don't have to, but.
That's impressive.
You don't have to.
Do you know how to spin a ball on your finger?
On the middle finger, Anthony Edwards.
Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid. Sickening.
Wow. Coordination.
Do you feel like you should be able to as a basketball player?
That's one of the most embarrassing things.
Okay.
Just me. You got me nervous even thinking about spinning the ball on my finger.
It's that Marco.
Wow. He can't do it. That's pretty crazy.
That's the most
Steph Curry thing is honestly more shocking than the Embiid. Like, I know that in that video, Kevin Durant says it's sickening that Joel Embiid can't do it. Steph Curry not being able to do it's pretty crazy, because like, he can do everything. Like, he's a marvel with the basketball. Like, watching Steph Curry warm up, although now it's coming to mind, watching him warm up, it's almost like its own show that's better than the game, watching him warm up for an NBA game. So that the fact that I would have figured that Steph Curry is a guy who could probably do it like on his fingers and his toe at the same time.
Yeah, that's strange.
Well, that's why he's embarrassed.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, LeBron, let's not forget LeBron also.
Yeah, LeBron can't do it.
That was like 2 seconds. Like, really, that was LeBron's.
Do you think it's just because, like, do you think it has to do with fingertips? Like, what is the deal there? See,
this,
like,
is it? This is strange to me because I feel like those that are best with the ball couldn't do it. And then, like, Drew Holiday, who, you know, he'll give you a good offensive game from now on then, but he's usually known for his defense and lateral movement. This guy's spinning a ball like he's a globetrotter. Devin Booker as well, off the knee. Like, that's strange.
Dade Sauce says Embiid would fall down trying to do it. That's true.
I would have respected it more if he would have flopped and attempted
Embiid to call it. Embiid not being able to do it, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But Steph Curry?
He didn't even try.
They didn't show Bam doing it, but Bam had the confidence of, yeah, I know how to do that.
I feel like Bam could do it. Yeah. Bam can do, like, soccer tricks with the ball, all that type of stuff.
He called Tyrese
a Gen Z-er.
That's so crazy. I didn't think he was that much younger than him. Let's see. Tyrese. Wow. Tyrese 24. Wow.
I realized Steph, he was so he's 2 years. There's no way there's a generational separation there.
That's crazy.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, man.
The Steph Curry thing is really shaking me. Maybe he's just really upset because you ran Clay off to Dallas.
He shook, man. He shook. But I mean, look, if he didn't tell you everything that he needed to in this cut here, hey, this is Steph Curry. Just wanted to let you guys know that I'm totally glad he's gone. That guy's a bum. I mean, wow. I don't know how much more direct he could be.
You got anything else in the mixed bag, or is that it?
I do not. That is all for today's
mixed bag. There you go. That is your mixed bag. Speaking of Steph Curry, did have some interesting other comments about his future, if it will remain in Golden State forever. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to that, plus some other things as well. Get you caught up with your headlines. Back with more after this.